Whatever it takes is what I'm gonna do.
We look at this as the start of a process. We've created some of the necessary conditions for this to happen.
Big day for Alberta, big day for Canada.
And today, I hope, is that new starting point.
Together, we will strengthen federal-provincial collaboration in the energy sector to unlock the full potential of Alberta's energy resources.
We can build this thing together. Stand
Building dreams together is right. Yesterday, we heard Ottawa and Alberta coming together and signing the MOU in regard to the pipeline. We've been talking about this now for quite some time. We've got lots of discussion coming up in a moment on that. Federal Minister of Energy Tim Hodgson is joining us at 9:30 for a follow-up on that. Premier Scott Moe is standing by. We will have him on in a second. Just a quick shout-out again to the our friends at the Saskatchewan Cattle Association for hosting us at Agribition. Did the whole show down there yesterday. What a great, great day. And so busy. Agribition is absolutely jam-packed. Today and tomorrow really are the two biggest days of the show, so I know they'll have a couple of great days to finish off Agribition 2025. Also on the show today, some hunters frustrated with techniques being used during this elk hunt that's been going on here in the last week. This is, of course, a step that's been taken by the province to try and curb some of the problems that elk are causing farmers and ranchers in Saskatchewan. I've got a guest who will join me and talk about the beef isn't with the province for enacting this special one-week open hunt on elk. It's with the techniques that are being used by people who should know better. So we'll have that conversation coming up at 9 o'clock. Also on the show today, Grey Cup champ Belton Johnson stops by for It's Eaten Time. And of course, Bugs and Hugs at 10 o'clock. And today, a special look back as we celebrate 2 years of the Evan Bray Show this week. So we got a full show planned for you. Let's get into the big talker.
Let's get down to business, shall we?
Welcome.
Let's begin.
The Evan Bray Show. The big talker.
Well, the announcement came down yesterday. A major announcement from Prime Minister Mark Carney and Alberta Premier Danielle Smith. They signed an MOU that commits them to working towards building an oil pipeline to the West Coast, and opens the door to changes to a few things, including that coastal tanker ban. There's lots to unpack, lots to talk about. And of course, we wonder, what is the implications to us here in Saskatchewan? No better person to talk about that than Premier Scott Moe, who joins us by phone this morning. Premier, thanks for taking the call.
Thanks so much, Evan, and happy belated birthday on 2 years, one day on your show.
Actually, you were my first guest 2 years ago yesterday.
It seems like yesterday.
Well, listen, I appreciate you joining us. So the MOU finally was signed. This is something that obviously we've been talking about a fair bit. Just your thoughts on the signing of this, the importance of it, and ultimately, what does it mean for us here in Saskatchewan?
Well, I think economically it's good for every, it'll mean a higher price for every barrel of oil if we're actually able to achieve this. And what yesterday does is the first of many steps in creating a pathway or a laneway for the negotiations, the consultations, the private sector to proponent to actually consider moving forward with this project. So yesterday was a good day for Canada, and I'll just make a comment on that in a minute. But it is also the first of many decisions and a lot of work that needs to happen in order for a project like this to happen. And it's good for the oil industry. It's also good indirectly for everything else that we ship, because if every barrel of oil that is in a pipe means that there is rail capacity for things like potash and agricultural products. But here's what I think is significant with yesterday as well. It was a really good day for Canada when you see, after a dry decade, federal government working alongside and making concessions, both provincial and federal governments, but a federal government working alongside a provincial government in supporting a Canadian industry that can bring so much value and so much, essentially wealth, to Canadians, whether it be in British Columbia or Alberta, or I would say, indirectly right across the nation. We haven't seen that for far too long. And yesterday was a great step forward. So I'd say credit to Prime Minister Carney and really a credit to Danielle Smith for pushing very hard to get to that announcement yesterday.
So I'm curious, Premier, part of the MOU, and there's lots of bullet points in there. One of them is Alberta signing an industrial carbon pricing agreement. Is there a likelihood that as things continue to move forward and perhaps Saskatchewan's involved in an agreement with the federal government, that will make up part of that agreement as well. Is that opening a framework to that, do you think?
There's really, well, we are in negotiations on that, among a few other things, with the federal government as well. And there's really three pieces to the carbon tax that in an ideal world, we'd have none of them. The first was removed, and it was on gasoline and things of that nature here not too long ago. It was realized that it doesn't help in any way. The second is a tax that is on industries that have emissions, the oil industry, you know, other industries, canola crush industry as well. That tax is paid to the province because we have put together a framework, and then we return it to those companies that pay it as they make their investments in, you know, making their operations more efficient and more sustainable. And so that is workable. The additional tax that is not workable is the one that is on electricity. And electricity, we, as you know, we're headed toward a nuclear future here, but that's going to take time. It's going to take time in order for us to do it with a reliable electrical grid and to ensure that our electricity rates are affordable into the future. And so we're in negotiations to remove that off of electricity. And then if we have to, we could work with industry on the returning of the carbon tax that they pay through our Saskatchewan Tech Fund. Ideally, we'd have none of it. But those are some of the negotiations that we're in right now. And just for a proportional kind of reference, three out of every $4 that we would pay in Saskatchewan, we pay none today, but three out of $4 that we would pay would be on electricity. So it would be families and businesses paying on electricity that for every $4 that we would submit, three of them would come from that sector. So it's a big deal, and it's a sector where we have solutions as we head towards a nuclear future, but we need to utilize the assets we have in the meantime. And so that's the high-level negotiation that we're working with the federal government on as we speak.
Premier Scott Moe is my guest. I was at Agribition yesterday for the show and talked with lots of people. And we talked about this pipeline deal because it came down as the show was on the air. And there were a number of people, Premier, who said, you know what? I don't trust Ottawa. This feels like a pat on the head to Alberta. This will keep you busy for a while and stop you from bugging us. And even though we've signed this MOU, the likelihood of this going through because of all the roadblocks is not there. Do you see that? I mean, that's a bit of a pessimistic view on it, but how do you see that? How would you respond to someone saying that?
The concerns that I have, I would mirror that concern on the new pipeline going through to the Northwest Coast. There's going to be, as I said, this is the first of many decisions. There's a lot of work that needs to be done and a commitment for a significant investment that needs to happen and a parallel investment in expanding oil production in Western Saskatchewan and into northeastern Alberta. So that is going to be a long process and project that might span one or two different governments. However, that's one of three projects that I see. And the other two, I think we can move on and move on quite quickly. The first is the expansion of TMX. We should start moving on that immediately. Second is what was the Keystone XL or the KXL, now more commonly referred to as South Bow. That's energy that's going down into the U.S., but it is additional egress capacity. And I think the most important announcement, part of the announcement that I saw yesterday, is that we do have a pathway now for us to expand and some certainty to attract investment to expand our oil production. With that has to be some egress, and I see those other two projects, the expansion of TMX and the KXL, as being more immediate in providing some of that opportunity to deliver oil to markets than the larger, more talked about project, which is a new pipe to the Northwest Coast.
Premier Scott Moe is my guest. I want to play just a very short clip. This is from BC Premier David Eby yesterday when he was talking about his fear that this pipeline is a distraction. This is what he said.
Unfortunately, instead of having conversations with British Columbia about this project, the Premier of Saskatchewan says he was engaged with Premier Smith about this pipeline project proposal. Because of that, in my opinion, Nutrien made the decision to ship out of Washington State instead of out of British Columbia.
What's your reaction to that?
Well, my reaction is when someone makes a decision not to invest in your area, you should have a look in the mirror, not start to blame others. And, you know, listen, when it comes to Premier Eby's, you know, opposition to this pipeline, I'll just put out a parallel thing that has happened over the last few years. There's an LNG line that's proposed to go to Hudson Bay. It would go through Saskatchewan. It'd have no Saskatchewan LNG in it. It would come from British Columbia or Alberta is where the LNG would be sourced. We're we're very positive and supportive of that project, to the point that 4 years ago, we had provided some seed funding to an Indigenous organization called First People's Pipe to start to consult along the way, so that the communities could have their say 4 years ago for a project that is now coming forward today. Premier Eby has done none of that work with respect to this particular project. And if we're truly going to be part of and give an effort to being part of Team Canada, every team I've played on, I want all of the players to score, not just myself. And, you know, Premier Eby isn't sharing, you know, that same approach to this project. He feels that he can pick and choose which projects are going to, you know, land on the Canadian West Coast ports, and that just is simply isn't the way. And so Nutrien has made the decision that they have made. There's still some laneway for us, and I've talked to the federal government about can we engage with Nutrien to try to see if there is an opportunity to attract them to Canada. And if I'm asked just straight up, you know, would I like to see a potash port by a Canadian company, a Saskatchewan company in Canada or in the U.S.? Certainly I want to see it in Canada. But certainly I think the premier of BC, the NDP premier of BC, has to look in the mirror as well as to, you know, what is he doing to attract these types of investments to the West Coast? Because everything we've heard the last week or 10 days or 2 years hasn't been in any way, positive for an investment like this to land.
Saskatchewan's Premier Scott Moe, I want to shift gears here in the last couple of minutes that I've got you. $10 a day daycare agreement is being signed and announced. I think it's set for 10 o'clock this morning. Minister Hindley will be making that. I know there's some criticism about how long it took us to sign on, and you have talked about there was hope that you could build some maybe additional things into the agreement. Can you talk about, has there been enhancements?
Yeah, there has been. Some enhancements will be less noticed. They'll be for the operators of the program, actually. Some of the enhancements will be on who can actually, which programs can apply into the program. But here's one that I think people will notice is, under the old program, when a child turns six, so on their sixth birthday, they were either removed from the program or you were paying the full rate on once they were, as your case, 2 years and 1 day today. 6 years old and 1 day, you'd end up paying the full rate. And so we've enhanced that so that child can actually finish their year out. There's a few other enhancements as well that we've been able to negotiate. We would have liked more. And I know there's been some questions and uncertainty the last few months with around us taking some time to negotiate this. But it has been very much in an interest to negotiate a stronger deal and a more palatable and supportive deal for Saskatchewan families that are utilizing this program, and I think really valuing this program too. We've always been committed to it, but we want it to be as strong as possible and as sustainable as possible. And we're going to sign that deal today. In fact, it was signed yesterday, I believe, but they're going to make the official announcement today. And that'll provide certainty for the sector and certainty for families for the next 5 years.
I mentioned I was at Agribition yesterday. I also talked with lots of ranchers from all around the province, including some from the Southwest. And one of the fellows that I talked to had said he had been at the legislature as well. They were wanting to talk with you, with government, about the drought that they've been dealing with now for the better part of a decade and the impact it's having on their farms. Is there need for, is there room for enhancements, whether it's with insurance or ways in which those ranchers, those farmers in that area could be helped?
Yeah, well, one more generally, when, you know, agriculture has changed and the risk per acre has changed immensely over the last 10 and 20 years for sure. We had a little bit tougher year up in our area where there were some claims that were being made, and there is some enhancements that were made this year, and those enhancements have to be made with agreement to the federal government and other provinces, quite frankly, so they do move a little bit slow. However, there were some additional enhancements made this summer for specifically for drought-stricken areas, and I know that was appreciated in the area where I am. What's different from where I am in the Southwest is we're one tough year, and there are 7, 8, and 9 tough years in certain areas, and so I think there has to be an ongoing conversation with respect to the long-term challenges that certain areas can face. And I think in fairness, we have that in a few areas down in the Southwest. And so, you know, our ag minister will always, and ag ministry and the Crop Insurance Corporation, which is very engaging, is always looking to what can we do to further support farmers. However, there's a little bit of a slow move on it because we do need agreement from not only the federal government, but the other provinces when it comes to significant shifts in the crop insurance or any of our business risk programs.
Okay, we're going to have to leave it there. We're up against the clock. Premier Moe, I appreciate you giving us some time today.
Thank you again, Evan. And again, happy 2 years in one day. You can celebrate all day long today.
Good stuff. Premier Scott Moe, the Premier of Saskatchewan. Lots to talk about today, and we are just getting going. Thanks for joining us. You're listening to 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.